Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 248-539-9797. Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97 won the ticket. Thank you, Brendan. We have got this interesting Lions story that just conflicts with what the lead official told the poor reporter who interviewed him after the Sunday night game, who said there was no assistance from Kansas City or New York. When asked to follow up, it was just a discussion amongst the crew itself. He said, that's right. This is it pertains to the overturned Jared Goff touchdown, where an illegal shift was called on Jared Goff. And Dan Campbell explained this morning, no, he was told that a call came in from New York, and Jared Goff said he heard the same thing. So, this is one of those deals. It's frustrating because later in the game, there was a buzz down opportunity, right, for the Kelce play. As I understand it, they could have buzzed that one in, and they didn't.
They did not.
Why not?
No, I didn't see it in time.
Mark in Detroit, you're on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Mark.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
What's up?
So, my thing is this. You know, I'm not trying to sway anyone's opinions. I did a quick Google search. Kansas City, out of 17 games, will be on primetime for the NFL 7 times this year. No one wants to see a sub-500 Kansas City. I mean, that's bad for the NFL. That's bad for the ratings. That's bad for the narrative and all of that stuff. So I was listening to you guys earlier, and it's like, well, does the NFL have a vested interest in Kansas City doing good? Yeah, they're on TV 7 times. That's for that, right? So I'm just looking at it, and it's really funny because I watched the game, and I just think going further, the rule should be that officials can't get together like that after the play has been a touchdown scored. If you blow the whistle dead while it's happening, if you blow the play dead while it's going on, okay, I get that part. But Jared Goff was already, they celebrated and everything else. So it makes the integrity do look kind of funny. And like the other caller said, as far as with the parlays and all that stuff, you know, if I bet on Jared Goff scoring a touchdown, I'm happy. But now you just took that money from me. It's not about the play. It's the money, the financial aspect. And my last thought is, the reason why that I think that everyone just kind of stood around when Juju got smacked, I think that people know that he's probably an a-hole. And they were probably like, well, he got what was coming for him at this particular point. Even his teammates, if you look at it, they were like, oh, okay, somebody finally got him. Branch, bad decision. But sometimes in football, it is a physical contact, highly emotional. And I understand the discipline part, but we're also human. And if you know that you're fighting referees, and that's no excuse. I'm not trying to give the Lions an excuse. But if you know you're fighting referees all throughout the game and you're getting cheap-shotted, the game's over now. Now it's personal. It was probably personal from the third quarter out with him. He was just waiting for the whistle to blow. And that's all I really had to take on that. But that 7 games, that's really suspect. That is very suspect.
All right. Thank you for the phone call. 248-539-9797. Look.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's frustrating because it just feels like happened to us. Strangely didn't happen to somebody else. I don't know that I get why.
No, I'm telling you, they'll have that built-in excuse ready to go. Yeah. We didn't have the replay to us right away. Otherwise, yes, that play clearly was not a catch.
Ben, you're next on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Ben.
Hey, how we doing, guys? Yeah, of course we got screwed. Follow the money. You know, we're getting a taste. The NFL is going to taste that Eras Tour money, and they're not going to give that up. Frankly, we need a guy dating a pop star. You know, that's where it comes down to, really.
Quarterback is married to a Sports Illustrated model. So there's that.
Well, hey, let's promote that. Let's get it out there. Come on. You know?
It's incumbent upon us to spread the news.
As a player, throw the flag, dude. We're winning any damn way. That's the attitude you got to have. And I like Goff's response there. And look, man, I'm proud of this group. I was with them when they were 0-16, and I'm damn sure going to be with them the rest of this way. You had a caller a few guys back saying don't run the trick plays, just line up, run the ball. But I'll tell you, as a former player, man, early in the week when you do that install and the coach is explaining the philosophy behind the play, it gets the players' juices going, dude. And all the way down to the trainers, man, people get pumped up. And you run that thing in the game and it works, there's nothing like it, dude.
Where did you play?
Michigan Tech, many moons ago.
There you go. All right. So yeah. I've heard, it's funny you say that. I've heard this and I've tried to keep this in mind, that installing trick plays actually really gets people's attention, like the players' attention. They like it. They get excited about it. So I've heard the same thing.
And it is very deflating for a defense to be caught on their heels.
Yeah.
And they're regrouping. They're wondering if another one's coming maybe. So I like it. It's part of our identity now as the Detroit Lions. I'm here for it, man.
Thank you for the phone call.
I got a hot Tigers.
Real quick.
If you guys. Yes. If Austin Meadows hits for league average, I think we're playing the Blue Jays right now. Fast guys that can't hit are a dime a dozen. I think you got to move on. This is a hot take. I really, really like Luke Kuechel from the Twins. I think we got to go out and get him.
Is he available? I haven't even looked.
He'd be a hell of a value. I do not think we can pay Scooble. We went through this with Miguel. The back end of that contract was ugly. We're not New York. We're not L.A. We cannot afford a $300 million pitcher. Thank you for your service, but we got to get some value going.
Okay.
Luke Kuechel just finished up his rookie season, so I...
Yeah, you can't.
Good luck with that. Oh, you want a 300 hitter who was in his rookie season? Okay.
Why are the Twins getting rid of him?
a rebuilding team that might have a building block there.
Is moving on from Parker Meadows a particularly hot take?
I don't think it's a hot take, but I do think it's something that is going to be brought up a lot more as this offseason goes on. When you try to find ways to improve the lineup outside of just promoting guys from the minors, if you want to get a major league player, somebody that's got a track record, that's an area that I would look is outfield. Doesn't have to be Parker Meadows. What you can do is have somebody and have them play right field and carry Carpenter as your full-time DH. Or they switch off with Carpenter and Wright and whoever they get is a DH. But that's why I bring up Kyle Tucker for the last 10 years.
Let's go to Brian next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Brian.
Hey, good morning. I was watching the Lions game. There were a lot of calls that the Chiefs did not get called on. And, majorly it is the Chiefs. But there's a lot of teams, too. But I'm not worried about that because the Lions are going to come back. They're going to bounce back this week and beat the Buccaneers. And then the other thing, listening to people crying about gambling, there's a risk when you gamble. You know, you're risking your own money, so... Yeah, the money might have gotten robbed from you, but, you know, there's no guarantee in gambling. And then for Tigers, I would get rid of Scooble, trade him, because you're not going to pay to keep him, and use that money to get, you know, three or four other players to make the team better next year.
Well, the gambling thing is something that I kind of agree with. It sucks when something overturns your...
Yeah, but that's...
I don't know there's any motivation to screw over gamblers, though.
No.
Let's go to Lane next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Lane.
Hi, how you doing, guys?
Okay.
Listen, I'm sort of late to the party, but I was interested, wanted to know about the Lions running game against Kansas City. Was the running game stopped or what? And become Monday... Aren't we really relying on the running game more than ever now? I mean, with
Decker.
The running back.
David Montgomery.
Gibbs Montgomery.
That's right, Montgomery, and we got two, right? What's the other one?
Gibbs.
Gibbs.
Okay, now, do you guys think they put on a performance, or did they just stop the running game?
Yeah, I think Sunday? Kansas City did decent job against the run. And there's a lot from that game the Lions need to be better at. And on Monday night, it's funny. I fully expect this to be one of those, oh, that's right, everything's going to be okay games. The Lions have done this so much that my expectation has changed where I don't expect them to let me down. Am I wrong here? I expect them to play a game where I'm like, oh, that's right. They're good. Am I wrong?
No, I don't think you're wrong. I expected more out of the offense against Kansas City, for sure. I expected more out of the offense. Mm-hmm. And they left points on the field. From the first drive on, they left points on the field. They ran for, I think it was 94 yards in the first half and 4 yards in the second half. Wasn't for lack of trying. They came out trying to run the ball. They didn't have many possessions, but they did come out trying to run the football, and it didn't work for them. The second drive was a touchdown drive. After that, it was three and out where they started with a run when they were down by 10 points. So, you know, it's just how the game goes. I think they would love to be able to run the ball 40 times a game, but that wasn't the case in the game against Kansas City.
Carson Anderson, 97-1, the ticket.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.